Glory to your name.
Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Oh, consuming fire. You're my heart's desire. And I love you dearly, dearly, Lord. You're my meditation and my consolation. And I love you dearly, dearly, Lord. Singing glory to the Lamb. Lord, you are the great I am. Reigning on your glorious throne. You are my eternal home. Breathe upon me breath of God. Breathe upon me Spirit of the Lord. Take control, Holy Spirit. Breathe, Lord, upon us all. Welcome, welcome, welcome to tonight. This gathering together as we come before the Lord, our God, who is sovereign, who is holy, who is magnificent, whose name is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. Breathe upon us tonight, God. Allow us to come into your presence with singing and enter into your courts with praise. Oh, we magnify your name, O God. We bless your holy name, for you are worthy of the glory and the honor and all of the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Good evening, family. Good evening, children of the Most High God. This is Valerie Harris. I'm your hostess for tonight. And I am just enthralled with the Spirit of the Living God. I'm going to begin our message on tonight. And I just want to talk about God. Who is this God that we serve? John 4:24 says that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. He's the creator of all things, of the heavens and the earth. When we look at the beginning of our Bibles in the book of Genesis, 1:27 says, And so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Chapter 2, verse 7 begins, and it says, and the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Can you just imagine that? As I was reading, I read a segment that says that the body of humanity or man, everything can be found in the crust of earth. He created us out of the dirt of the ground, but he breathed into the nostrils of man, and he became a living soul. Now, I wanted to talk to you about God on tonight, because we've been discussing the fear of the Lord, this God that we serve, our Creator. He had planted and put Adam and Eve in a garden. And the scripture says, and they were naked, and they were not ashamed. The Bible describes God as light, as pure light, perfect light. No man can behold a look upon the face of God and live. Because God is not a man. He is spirit. And he created us in his image and in his likeness. And when he planted man into the garden that he had prepared for him, and had given him dominion, man carried within him the breath of God. And upon his body, that scriptures describe as man being naked, he was clothed with the glory of God. The very thing, and I don't know how I could even do this any justice, is that they didn't need clothes. They didn't need an outer garment, because they were clothed in the glory of God. But God is spirit, and God is light, perfect light, brighter than the brightest star, brighter than the sun, brighter than any light that we can even imagine. When Moses went up into the mountain, and he saw God, met God at the burning bush. When he came down the mountain, he was lit up because the glory of God was upon his life. The brightness of Almighty God was resting on Moses. When Stephen looked up into the heavens as he was being stoned, he saw the glory of God as he pierced into the heavens. Hebrews 1:3 says that Jesus, speaking of Jesus, is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. And when God created man, he clothed him with his glory. He created a perfect habitation for him to dwell in and gave him dominion. And what happened when he was tempted of the devil, of the serpent, to disobey God, the very instruction that God had given him, is that the day that you eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge and good, of good and evil, is the day that you die. It wasn't a physical death right away, but the glory left. And once the glory left, they saw themselves as naked, and they tried to make themselves, to clothe themselves with leaves to hide their nakedness. But God is spirit, and his glory had rested upon Adam and Eve. And it wasn't uncommon to look upon them and see his glory. So why am I talking about the glory of God? Because God said that he will pour out of his spirit upon the young people, that they would prophesy, that they would have dreams and visions. He will pour out of his spirit upon all flesh. That means that when the prophecy of Joel comes again, and the reason why I say come again, because on the day of Pentecost, when the 120 were gathered in the upper room, the Holy Ghost fell and sat upon each of them, and their lives was transformed, and the glory of God had come to rest upon mankind. But here we are, a generation afar from the day of Pentecost. And many have turned away from God, and many have viewed God in the sense of a natural man. But he's not. He's holy. And he's spirit. And he's light. And he tells us, he said, that the earth, the gross darkness will cover the earth. But he says to us, let your light so shine. Let your glory shine, that men may see your good works and glorify God which is in heaven. There's a glory that's coming, that's imminent, to rest upon God's people, those who he has called and chosen by name, those who will hear his voice and obey, those who turn their wills over and embrace the will of the Father, those who would deny themselves and take up their cross to follow in Jesus' way. For he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the light of this world. Been so gracious and so kind to humanity, and nothing has happened that he does not know about. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and the greatest possession, the greatest creation for mankind.
Yeah.
My God, just think about it. Ponder that thought. He came that he might dwell within mankind, when in the Old Testament, because of the fall of man, he no longer dwelled within man. But he commanded them to build a sanctuary, a tabernacle, where he could come. And when the presence of the Lord would fill the tabernacle, no man could enter in. No man could enter into his presence and live. God has always desired
to put on William
within the hearts of man.
I don't know which one is the VA. Okay. Hold on, let me pull it up.
Always desired to tabernacle within the heart of his creation. And those who would worship him.
Yeah, we'll put on. I gotta worship
him in spirit and in truth.
Yeah, I'm gonna put 500 in today. Today.
Pastor,
yeah.
Background noise. We get your conversation. Revelation expresses God's glory. In 15 and 8, it speaks of the sanctuary being filled with the glory of God. In Revelation 21 and 11, it speaks of the glory of God coming from New Jerusalem. And in Revelation 21 and 23, it speaks of the glory of God, that the glory of God will serve as the light of the city. There will be no need for the sun, because when the light of God shows up in its fullness, nothing can compare with the light of God, because everything else is a dim shadow in his presence. I thought about the things that are going on in the earth right now. How our young people are lending their voice and crying out for justice, crying out for equality for all mankind. And it reminds me of the prayer that Jesus prayed, Father, I pray that they would be one, even as you and I are one. And we're watching this thing unfold as we're in a pandemic, and our young people are rising up with such passion. We're seeing idols being brought down, just like the Old Testament. When they cleared the idols, God would show up. They cleared the land. They brought down idolatry. And they said that they would not worship any other god but Jehovah, Yahshua, Elohim, the God, the I am that I am God. And as long as they stayed with that and honored the name of God and worshiped God and God alone, the land was prosperous. The people were prosperous. Jesus, when he came and left, even in the book of Acts, and the glory was on the apostles because they had been in the presence of God and they had received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and they were walking in obedience to the voice of the Master. The scripture said that people would lay out their sick in the street just so the shadow of Peter might come by and heal them. Their faith was so strong because there was something different about Peter, that his shadow was lit up with the power and the glory of God because of the time that he spent with the Master. They so honored their Savior that it was an honor to them to be crucified with him. The only one that wasn't crucified was John. Because his season wasn't up. His path was not finished. His purpose was undone. And he was alone, isolated, banished to a place called Patmos, where he had revelations of his risen Savior to write out the end of the book and give us instruction to live by. prophetic word to know what was coming. And I'll make a correction. He was written naked. His purpose was done when he betrayed the Savior. He stole their mouth so that Jesus' destiny would be fulfilled and that he would take on our sins upon a tree and exchange it and give us righteousness. So that the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, would come and not only rest upon our lives, but to dwell inside of us. And it's important that we understand that we cannot live any kind of way. When the fullness of God comes, the closer you get to the all-consuming fire of the Spirit of God, the more you surrender to God's Spirit, the more glory that comes upon your life, the more power that flows through your life, the more and the greater the light on your life shines in this earth. But I thought about the name that caused the movement of a son called George Floyd. But can you imagine the impact when people start gathering and start calling on the name of Jesus? When in the corridors and in the highways and in the byways and in front of the courthouse and wherever they are gathered, that there's a name that is above every name. That when we remember, when we think upon that name in our fight for justice, that the heavens will open up and the Spirit of God will move. I am so honored to see the passion that this movement has created. But I pray that the voices be turned upward towards heaven and a cry for God's light, for God's mercy, for God's forgiveness, for his power to rule and to reign give us another chance. No man knows the day nor the hour, and he tells when he comes, and he tells us to work while it's day, for the night is sure to come. But those who have an ear to hear, those who have abandoned their way of life to take on the way of Jesus, those who have stripped themselves of unclean garments and clothed, allowed him to clothe us with his glory. He said he's coming back for a bride without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. And so the garment he's looking for is the garment of his glory. He created us in his light to be clothed with the glory of God. God didn't change his mind. And I truly believe that we're so close. We are so close, closer than we've ever been before. To seeing the glory of God. So breathe upon us, Holy Spirit. Breathe upon us, Spirit of the living God. As we lift our hands in surrender to your will, Most High, yielding to your Spirit, and I'm walking in your love. Jesus, I adore you. Jesus, I adore you. Jesus, I adore your holy name. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God's light shine upon you and give you peace. May he fortify us to run our race with patience and endure to the very end, that we might bear the crown that he has for us. Amen. The lines are open for any comment, any prayer request, any thought.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Valerie, for such message, letting us know who God is, who Jesus is. God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But remember today that God is faithful. So let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised us. Hebrews 10:23 in the King James Version tells us to hold fast to your faith. Faith without works is dead. Without wavering, do not waver. Choose tonight to trust God with your whole heart. surrender all. Choose tonight to believe that he is faithful and that he is faithful to fulfill what he has promised each and every one of us. So let us focus on his word. And what you do tonight from now on is to shift your focus onto the one who can solve every problem that we have tonight, yesterday, today, and the days before. Shift your focus and bow to the one who can conquer your fears. If you're afraid, know for surety, he did not give us the spirit of fear. Focus tonight on Christ and not the storm that's going on, the pandemic, all of this that's going on, and waver of life. Choose not to waver. But I ask you tonight to stay planted, stay focused, be diligent in what God has called you to do. Worship him. But choose not to worship the problem that's going on around you. Don't magnify your circumstance above God, for he controls all things. Why? Because he created all things. And he is not slack, or nor do he delay, for his timing is perfect. Ecclesiastes 3:1 in the King James Version declares, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose that's under the heaven. There is a time for everything. There is a time to prepare. There's a time to execute. So let God lead your hand. Let God lead you and transform every aspect of your life. God's timing tonight is perfect. And remember tonight, God is faithful. And it is God's timing. It's God's will. It is God's way. And it is his timing. We have a different timing, but God's timing is not your timing. He is always on time. And all of his promise tonight to you is yea and amen. And I thank God for the message. You found out who he is. Now receive him. Turn it over to him and surrender all. That means children, finances, whatever. Turn it over and surrender to God. He's there. He's waiting on you to come to him. For he will give you eternal life. Amen and amen. Because he went to the cross not for you only. He went to the cross for all of us. He reigns on the just and he reigns on the unjust. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Beautifully said. Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
I concur. I stand in agreement with that. Beautiful.
Thank
you. Powerful.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
His arms are still outstretched. He's not done yet.
Not done yet. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Mm. Ooh.
Tell us.
Word and just for both of you all blessing us so tonight. I just want to say, I thank you for just really reminding us who God is and who he is in our life. Thank you so much for a powerful teaching tonight and for your commentary, Sister Brother Bobby. We love you all. Thank you so much. Great word tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? The lines are open.
Yes, Mother, I would also like to share this with the block. Number one, realize you're human and you don't have all the control. No matter how awesome and capable that you are. Number two, take a moment. Number three, admit that you don't have to have all of the answers all of the time. Number four, take a deep breath. Number five is pray. Number six is let go. All of that old kitchen sink. All of that old stuff that's hanging over you. All of the lies. All of the deceit. Let it go. Surrender to God, because God is faithful. What he promised each and every one of us. So turn it over to him. Let go and let God have his way in your life tonight. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. That's all he wants.
All he wants. All he wants.
It's for us to come back. But like you said, to surrender.
Surrender.
And to worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yes. Mother, I have a song. Whenever you get ready, I have the song that Dr. Hunter loves for his music.
Okay, go ahead. And then afterward, we're going to close that out so Dr. Hunter can get back to rest. I don't want to get in trouble with Mrs. Hunter.
Amen. Amen. I know. God bless him. God bless him. Amen. I know he tried to be quiet, but he needs to get all the rest he can. Amen.
I know. I know. Thank you.
But still my
Remember, God is light, God is love, God is faithful, God is merciful,
yes.
He is gracious,
yes.
God is long-suffering,
yes.
He's abundant in
yes.
goodness and truth.
Yes.
God will never leave us nor forsake us.
Never.
He's our Father.
Yes.
And He's constantly drawing us closer to Him.
Yes.
I'm thankful and grateful that Mother Bobby said, we can't do it on our own. He's perfecting us.
Yes, yes, He is.
No man can
yes.
change a heart but
no
God.
Man.
All we have to do is just come.
Yes.
Just come and call upon His name.
Yes. Receive it.
That's all we have to do. His arms are stretched out, waiting for those
yes.
who may have turned away, those who are lost, those who are hurting, and even those of us who appear to be okay. Those of
yes.
us who are walking in His light and in His love, and those who have turned their, surrendered their lives to Him.
Amen, amen.
None of us are perfect in our own self. But
yes.
because of Jesus Christ, God sees us as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Through
Amen.
His Son, to have eternal life with Him.
Yes.
I hope that something was said on tonight, and as I close us out with prayer, Father, I just want to lift up Pastor Hunter on tonight, God. I thank You for His faithfulness. When He should be resting, Lord God, He's still trying to work for the kingdom.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
He still wants to reach people, Lord God, who are lost and who are hurting.
Yes,
he still wants to proclaim His, Your name, God, even in His whisper, Lord God. You know His heart. Father, I pray that recovery will be complete and will be quick, Lord. Restore everything, Lord God. May his latter days be greater than his former days. As we all extend our love to him on tonight, such a blessing to hear his voice. We thank you, Father, for watching over him and keeping him. And we pray, Lord God, multitude of blessings, Lord God, over his life, over his wife, over everything that's attached to him, Lord God, his children, his grandchildren. Bless them, God, like you did Job, God. May his latter days be greater than his former days, that he might run this race, Lord God, continuing to serve you and being a father to many. I want to wish every man on this line Happy Father's Day. It's coming up.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And we love you. We love you. And we love you even more. Have a blessed night in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
We love you, Mother. We thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all have a blessed night.
Thank you, Sister Valerie, Mother Bobby. Love y'all.
Love you.
Now for joining us. Thank you for joining us.
We love you, Pastor.
Yes, take care of yourself, Dr. Hannah.
All right.
We love you, Auntie.
Where's her? She will.
Julio. Okay. Till we meet again.
Good night.
Good night.
Amen.
Amen.